welcome to The Basics, brought to you by Petso Financial Consultants. My name is Jennifer Stone. I'm here with Erica Munch every week, and we cover the basics of investing. But today, we're covering the aha moments. We have a lot of them in this industry that we finally just hits us of how cool they are. So we had to bring in a special guest. People may know him. He is the name behind Petso. So we have Dave Petso today, and he's going to share some of his aha moments, those that hit him really strong as he's been in the business over 35 years now.
Yes.
So if we combine all of our experience today, we're up to what, 70 years?
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of years.
Yes.
Yeah. So Dave, what is your favorite aha moment?
I think, well, actually, there's a bunch of them. So I'll start with the cup of coffee. I'm going to steal this one.
Okay.
I'm stealing this
you
one.
You can steal this one.
Because this is one we talked about, but my dead favorite, maybe because it's fresh,
okay,
is the fact that a cup of coffee every day for 40 years, just the cost of a cup of coffee, $5 a day. We don't even think about it.
Nope.
$1.2 million. Now, when
okay, wait. 1.2, you got to tell me a little more here.
Okay.
Over what period of time?
40 years.
40 years, okay.
40 years. 40 years of coffee, one a day. How many people you see you drive by, Starbucks, Dutch Brothers, whatever it is,
mm-hmm,
are sitting in line. I'm not talking about all the time they're sitting in line.
And wasting fuel.
And wasting fuel hours and energy. Right. Think of all the gallons of gas. The whole environment is caving in because of coffee. Okay. But on top of that, we have $1,200,000. And to me, this is an astounding. And I don't care if I don't drink coffee. I just drink Red Bulls.
Same thing?
Same thing.
Right.
The same story. What do we do every day to throw away $5 and turn around and say, well, I want to buy a lottery ticket? Don't be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay to be stupid. And you stop and think, well, I don't want to live my life worrying about buying a cup of coffee. I get that.
Right.
But this is way too much money to not make the choices in life. And that's what it's about. So
right,
to me, these are the aha moments. Kind of like, how easy is this game to play, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about the aha moments for me, all of these relate to how easy it is to, for the average person, low income even, to become financially independent. It is not rocket science. You don't have to make $1 million a year, but society tells us that.
Mm-hmm.
But these little things like a cup of coffee a day, it doesn't mean you never spend money.
Right.
But you make choices. Would I spend $1 million on coffee? Heck no.
You know, and I bet
not if I can afford it
would say that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine anyone sitting down and saying, I love my coffee so much, I would give up $1,200,000. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
For coffee.
Right. Nobody in their right mind would do that.
Yeah.
It's okay to spend money, but we have to make the choice. And that's what
mm-hmm
this is all about.
Right.
But to me, the aha moments always circle around how fundamentally easy this is.
Mm-hmm.
It is easy. We make it difficult. You know, and another one, I'll just kind of jump on this, is that
mm-hmm
because we always talk about how easy it is to accumulate money over time,
mm-hmm,
but how hard it is to get people to get started.
Yeah.
So we take a simple example of a person that finally talk them into it. They're 25 years old and they fund whatever amount it is. It doesn't matter. $1,000 a year, $10,000 a year, whatever it is. But you do that for 10 years and then stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you have somebody who says, I got to wait for this. I got to wait for that before I start. And they start at 35, but they go all the way to 65. So they fund 30 years instead of 10.
Right.
Now, you already know it's a trick question. But the answer is you have a lot more money when you only fund for 10 years because it compounds that long.
Yes.
So kids getting out of school are taught nothing about economics. They're not taught about the miracle of compounding, which is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, as parents, we can go out and we can teach our kids and grandkids. This is a boneheaded decision to not start
right
early.
Right.
For nothing.
Mm-hmm.
For $50, a kid starts, they bump it up to $100, and they wind up with like $1 million in retirement. How hard a game is this?
Right, and what they do is maybe they go get coffee 4 days a week.
Right.
And put the rest into investment.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? You can do this a little bit of both.
But it's all a choice.
They don't want to give up their coffee.
They may not. But you know, it's funny. I drive by on the way to the office, and
right,
these habits we start years ago when I had no money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why people who have no money think it's okay to throw a cup of coffee on a credit card. This is beyond my comprehension,
correct,
okay? I just learned better than that. But beyond that, to be driving by all these people, I can afford to buy the coffee shop now.
Right.
Okay? let alone a cup of coffee, but those habits stay with you forever. They do. So I come down to the office, and yeah, for me, it's not free coffee. It's provided for coffee. It's free for you. So it's all good. But I don't understand. All of us do the same thing.
Yeah.
We don't stop and waste time on an overpriced cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Mm-hmm. I spend money in areas that other people would disagree with completely. And you spend money in areas that I don't spend money in. That's life. But
right.
Making our choices that get us and making good habits of our choices, meaning, wow, when I think about this, I can't really afford to buy a cup of coffee every day.
Right.
I mean, actually, literally, there's people out there that buy coffee every day and are having a hard time making their rent payment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, what planet, what part of the planet stupid is that?
Right.
It is really crazy, but we don't stop and think about the choices that we make.
You know, and when you... To add on to that, right? It's like $5 a day does not sound like much, but is $150 a month?
Yep.
Does that sound like a little bit more?
Huge.
Yeah. You know, you sit there and you think, well, I can't afford to pay my power bill this month, or I have to cut back on groceries, but I will not drive by a coffee store, and I will not start my 401k, and I will not do these things because I want to sacrifice that for something.
Exactly.
Warren Buffett used to say it all the time too, right? His wife wants a new couch.
Yeah.
And he would always do a future value calculation of what that couch would cost him 20 years
That's
from now.
Just mean.
It's so funny how people think so totally different.
They do.
Right?
They
it's like,
do.
Can't pass coffee, won't let his wife buy a couch. I mean, both are two extremes.
Right.
But it's very interesting how people just don't think the same.
They don't. They
right.
don't. And all of these examples that we're giving are really come right circling back to, this is not hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard. Mm-hmm. You know, you take this and you recognize, what is hard about this? Nothing.
Not
you
start, buying that cup of coffee.
Not
That's
buying
the hardest part.
It is.
Gotta give that up.
Yep.
And I think one of my biggest aha moments, too, is would the media tell you the market usually goes up or usually goes down?
Right.
I mean, I know that's not really an aha moment, but when I really started to look at the numbers, because we've done this for so long, the market's up like 76% of the time.
Right.
But what do you feel the market is?
Right.
So to me, that's an aha moment for most people as well, right? So the media tells you it's risky, it's a gamble, it's all these negative things. Well, when it finally hits you that that's wrong, it does go up all the time. Or not all the time, but the percentages say that it will go up over
that's
the long
right.
term.
And it does go up 100% of the time over long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
It also, I find it amazing. I mean, all these other things, like, there's some kind of weird gravitational pull towards 10%, like there is gravitational pull to the equator. It's the weirdest thing, but over your lifetime, the market's average 10%.
Right.
Erica is just a wee bit younger than us,
10%.
10%. My dad, 10%. My now deceased, of course, grandparents, 10%. It's a weird pull towards 10. It always averages that, but what is weird for people is it never gets near 10.
Right.
That's one of those aha moments, if
it
you
is.
Will, too. How weird it is that the market is abnormal almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
Way over 90% of the time, it doesn't come close to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more, way less, but it's always at this average. And the human brain is so linear in its thought process, we can't contemplate that. We see 10% as a nice, nice straight line growing infinity.
Yep.
We don't see it bouncing around.
No.
And yet it does that, and it even does it on an annual basis. I mean, corrections are normal, but you would think, based on the news media, that it's hyperventilates every time the market moves 5%.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable, and yet we have a 10% correction on average once per year.
Mm-hmm.
A bear market every 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's 20% or more.
Mm-hmm. But the duration of those bear markets, that's what always gets me, right?
Yeah.
Everyone always says, I'm too old to wait for it to recover.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's another one of those. Well, you're right. I mean, once I hit 65, if the market goes down, I'm done. I can't retire now.
Right.
Well, the duration of those bear markets are so short. When you think about it, it's like, what, 2 years on average?
Yep.
Okay. Can you not wait 2 years?
Of course you can. Well, you can't if you're taking money out, if you don't make a plan. I mean,
but
that's another thing about creating reservoirs and all that.
Sure.
I mean, it's not like you're going to be at risk with your whole portfolio all the time because you can't.
No.
Not if you need income.
No.
But the point there is very valid.
Mm-hmm.
We act like 65 is some kind of an end point to life. It's a change point, not an end point.
Mm-hmm.
We now need income from our investments, not like we're just going to take it all out, throw it under the mattress, and pray to God we die soon because it's going to run out.
Because we can't spend any.
Right. And then we can't spend any because we can, yeah, there's not any more being made.
Right.
And so there's always so if you don't get this right and you don't have the right mental attitude about it, it really does become a struggle to continue to stay invested. Mm-hmm. And you have to. Or ever spend money. Imagine living in fear your whole life. Oh, I can't spend a nickel. We see that all the time.
We do.
We have retirees that don't want to spend any money because they're afraid to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you understand that markets bounce back and recover and you have plenty of time,
mm-hmm.
then you live off the earnings of mm-hmm. that.
Right.
I mean, think about it. We've talked about this all the time. Okay, so now you got me really fired up.
That's why you're here. Yep.
So we talk about this all the time, the scale of justice, right? So you just, if you can picture that scales of justice, and we have, on one end, we have this amazing investment that averages more return than any other investment by so far, nothing's even close. Not even close
mm-hmm.
to how good the market is, right? 10% a year, nothing's close to that. And that's been the case for your whole life. And no yeah buts, just listen. And so we go on this and we say, oh, we got all this over here, 10%. And the average person can do it. Contrary to what the media wants to tell you, you can do this for $50 a month. You know what that sounds like? Everybody can do this.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know anything about the businesses you're buying. Nothing. You put it in a mutual fund, they do it all for you. $50 a month. You can't show up and clean the sidewalk at this business. They don't even want your input. You have no management time involved in this at all. Mm-hmm. And every business day, you're completely liquid. There's no business on the planet like that. There's mm-hmm. no investment like that. You want, oh, I love real estate, whatever, it's fine, go ahead, love whatever it is you love. But the point is now you're going to go try to sell that building. You can't. You can't do it. You can't say, well, I could sell. No, it's not liquid. The market's open. It's liquid. Mm-hmm. So you have full liquidity. Full transparency. You know exactly what's in there. You put it in for $50 a month. You could take it out. It's amazing. It grows better than anything else. That is all on one side of the scale. What's on the other? Temporary price changes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we've taken this molehill of whatever. Of temporary price changes, right?
Right.
And we outweigh all of this.
The positives with that little tiny.
And we turn it into a mountain that outweighs all of this.
Right.
This is unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
If you want an aha, it's like, how is this so hard? We've talked about this forever. How is this so, why do people think that this is like a casino?
Right.
It's not. It's a freebie. You don't even have to do anything in these businesses. And they just say, thank you for investing with us. And here's another quarterly dividend. And it's more than it was last year. And it's more than it was the year before. And on and on and on and on. This is the greatest story ever. And everybody's, well, I don't know if I should invest. Do you think the market's too high? Do you think this?
Yeah.
Do you think that? What about Donald Trump? What about Barack Obama? What about Congress? What about the North Koreans? What about the Chinese? What about trade? You just go on and on and on and figure out a way to worry about it, freak out, and don't do what's obvious and right before people. And all the evidence of all of history is this works better than anything else. And you don't have to do anything except send a check in.
Yeah. I think that's one of the biggest aha moments right there, right? If you think about it, how easy this is.
It is.
When you just take a step back and you say, wow, I can do this for that easily? Really? But why is it that everything in the world says, no, you need to look at what the market is before you put money in? Mm-hmm. I mean, only an idiot would invest at these levels. I mean, seriously, it's got to come down. We've gone straight up. There's no way it can keep going. When do you think it's going to, and this is my favorite question. It's not, when do you think we'll have a correction? It's when will it crash?
Right, right.
Why does it have to crash?
Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. To you, what does that word?
Yeah, what does that mean? Well, mm-hmm. No, I don't know. Does that mean it never comes back?
Right.
Was 2008 a market crash? Yeah. Okay, so you're defining it as what? A more than 20% decline? I don't know. Yeah, just call it yes. Because it's like, I don't have an answer. No. I just heard somebody say crash, and it sounded terrible, and so I use it.
I
use it over and over again.
Right.
And so it's a crash. It's a terrible thing. It comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Always has. Since 2007, we're at all-time highs. There's never once been a time. This is another aha. Never once been a time that you shouldn't have put your money in the market.
Right.
Never once. Right before the Great Depression. Dumbest idea ever. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. It would have been dumb if you took it out a couple years later.
See, and that's it. See, everybody
that's right.
that says I've lost all my money or I had a friend that retired in 08.
Yeah.
And they lost everything.
And the answer is no, they didn't.
Unless they sold.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Right, and they still didn't lose everything. So whenever you hear the words, they lost everything. Yeah. Okay, what did they own? One company that went bankrupt?
Right, mm-hmm. Which is always possible.
Correct.
But the market doesn't.
The market is not one company.
That's the beautiful thing about capitalism. It's a perfect representation of creative destruction. Mm-hmm. Companies that we love their products. Ooh, I love Apple's iPhone. Boom. It explodes into the biggest company in the world. And who dies? What was that company? BlackBerry.
BlackBerry.
That's right. Right. They make clothes or something.
But anyway,
it's that kind of thing. So I should feel bad. I don't. We all enjoy a better phone because of that.
Correct. That's what it's all about, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what the whole market is. But if you own only CrackBerry stock, then you're dead.
You're done. Right.
Right?
And the tech market did take a long time to come back, but that was one sector.
Totally
did. It wasn't the market as a whole.
Exactly. So if you invested inappropriately in 2000 and only owned tech stocks, you're right. You lost a bundle.
Yep.
And it took you
forever.
Way too long to come back.
Yes.
Because you didn't do it right. Mm-hmm. Quit blaming the market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blame your own lack of diversification. Yep. In other words, greed.
Very true.
Greed. So I act greedy, now I need to find that. That's somebody the whole victim thing we talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm offended by everything under the sun. Mm-hmm. I need a cuddle class because Trump got elected. Mm-hmm. I need all these things because I'm so deeply offended by everything in the world because I don't do anything wrong.
Right.
Yes, you did. You got greedy and you went into one sector and you never took the time to figure out if you're doing the right thing or not.
And taking advice from your hairdresser?
Yeah.
Or your neighbor? Yeah, that's always good. So you know that's a problem right there too, right?
It's always a problem with us guys. I gotta get out of here.
My favorite one.
Oh.
Okay. So one of those other aha ones. We laughed about this because we talk about it all the time. And we say, if you don't do cartwheels when we explain this to you, something's not hitting right.
That's right.
It's a little bit trickier to describe it without showing you charts and arrows and whatever. But dollar cost averaging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody says, when my 401k and the market's down, I think I'm going to stop contributing. You know, because I'm being bright here. I'm going to stop when it's bad.
Mm. I won't leave it.
I won't leave. I'm going to stop putting money in, but I won't take it out. I'll just stop. Mm-hmm. The thing about dollar cost averaging is when the market goes down, you get way more shares.
Mm-hmm.
So that when it recovers, even if you never go above that original price, but you buy the whole entire time on the way down, then you look at it and you say, well, man, this investment's been terrible. I don't think I've done anything but been even.
Mm-hmm.
But then look at somebody that's always gone up. We actually ran an illustration of someone that bought at all the high points. And the investment, I think, ended up, 40% higher than original?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we looked at someone else that bought same point. They started the same point.
Yep.
And it went down the entire time and then ended up at $10 a share. We'll just say the amount. It's easier. Start at 10, end at 10. The other one ended up 40% higher but always went up. The amazing thing about it is the person that always went down had more money.
A lot more.
How is that even possible?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is. And if you're not going like, this is like magic, it is like magic. Yeah. It is. It's just like, you know, Einstein's, you know, it's the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Well, it is.
It is.
It's amazing stuff. And we need to teach this stuff instead of
the stock market game, right?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. My daughter came home when she was like a junior, senior in high school, and she says, Mom, because she knows what I do, give me a hot stock tip.
Right.
I'm like, for what?
Right.
Well, we're having this contest in school, and whoever picks the best stock wins. I'm like, oh, so we're really encouraging gambling.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, this isn't teaching anything about the market. Nothing that anybody should know and learn.
Right.
Teaches them just the dead opposite.
Right.
Bad idea.
Right.
But yeah, it is. I think you're right. I think overall, what it really says is you get started, and you get rich if you finish. You got to finish.
Mm-hmm. That last double.
The last double's it. That's the other one, right? You think of that compound interest chart that goes, there's so many of them, but you think of them. And we all know that. It kind of crawls along, and then it starts up, and then it like hyper climb, right?
Yep.
That's a compound interest chart. We've all seen it.
Yep.
The last double's the one at the end that you lop off. It's the 2 million that became 4. You don't get that.
Not if you don't start.
The 1 million that becomes 2. Mm-hmm. Whatever the number is, the last double is everything that matters. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in early enough, you lose that last double.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal to start early.
Yes.
Extremely. It's a huge deal. It's everything. There's only three factors that matter with how much money you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's how much money you put in, how much time you have to compound, and what your interest rate is.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, well, I'm putting money away and, you know, I'm really risk averse. I don't want to invest. So they throw it, you know, in a tin can called the bank. It's okay. I get either zero today, but you know, wow, I love CDs. They pay 3% and I'm taking no risk, because all we do is we define risk as a temporary price change.
Yep.
That's the stupidity of the whole world now, is that is the whole definition of risk. How about that you don't have enough money to retire on, or you run out of money before you run out of life?
Or your money decreases in value every year. Well, your buying power.
Because
people don't look at that. I've got $1,000 forever.
Sure, exactly.
But that doesn't mean anything if it's going down in value.
And we talk about it all the time. Oh, yeah. If you're earning a little bit more, earning 2 or 3% more a year, mm-hmm. it's exponential more.
It's
not a little bit over a long period of time. You take a $100 bill and you give it to a brand new baby, one $100 bill, no, add no more, 5% interest, that grows to $2,384. At 10% interest, that grows to $49,000. That's an exponential change. It's not a little bit. That's not a double. It's not 2,000 to 4. It's $49,000. Dollars difference. That's how big it is to compound money more. So it's interest rate number one. Hopefully that illustration illustrates, hey, you only put in $100.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are the two factors that really matter? Time and earnings. Not the $100.
No. Mm-hmm.
It matters that we get everybody started early.
Right.
And finish the race. Turn the TV off, whatever you have to do. You don't be thinking about or contemplate. I hate the questions all the time. We get them all the time, right? What do you think about Bitcoin? Okay, you know what I think? I think that is so stupid a question. Right. What do I think about? I don't know anything about Bitcoin, number one. Right. Quit asking me like I know everything about everything. Number one. Number two, what are you saying? Where do I throw my next money away on? That's what you're saying. Have a plan, stick to it, and you just buy the highest quality corporations in the world, whether they make the chips that allow them to mine the Bitcoin, or they sell you stupid soap, like Procter & Gamble.
But why is it the person that asked you about Bitcoin is the same person that asked you when the market's going to crash?
Correct. It always is, because they like the action. That's the other thing that I guess is one of those aha, you know, finally figured out why some people get in and out of the market and jump into this, jump into that. They like the action. You know what? I like casinos too. They're fun. It's a great place to go with a limited amount of money.
But it's not
my serious
money. Not
at all. And it's great. The worst thing about the market, they don't even have a nice cocktail waitress to bring you drinks when you're throwing your money away.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you just don't do that. So people that need action, watch yourself. Be careful. Be careful. It took me a long time to understand that the people that trade a lot, hey, it's really a gambling mentality. Mm-hmm. It's actually a problem for them.
Yep.
You know, they're not good at this. That's not the question. Yeah, there's home trade. I get that.
Sure.
There's a couple day traders I've met that actually do okay. That's not most.
No, it's not.
It's almost none.
Right.
And so you got to watch that too, and watch your questions. What are you thinking about? Are you trying to think about the next home run investment? Because guess what? You're not going to find it. Just like you won't win the lottery. Right. But you will get rich. Put away a few bucks.
And leave it alone.
And you leave it alone.
Right.
You really will. Mm-hmm. It's really that easy.
It is.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. But we got to ask the new girl.
Uh-oh.
Before we let her go.
Yes.
What's your aha moment?
Well, I was going to say two of my favorites, which Dave already hit, the coffee one. That blew my mind. Seriously, just thinking about it, you know. Okay, yeah, you go to Starbucks, you buy a cup of coffee, you don't think about it. The next day, you do the same thing. With $1.2 million, that's insane. That's crazy. Stop drinking coffee.
That's your message.
Yeah, And then the other one I really, really liked was the 10 years. Starting early is so important. That hit me as a personal aha moment. Yeah, life happens. You need to buy a house. You need to buy a car. You have a family. You're trying to do everything that you can, but there's never going to be the perfect time. So just start. Just $5 a month, even. Just throw it in. Just
Something.
Get started.
Just get started. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
This was fun.
It was fun.
We're going to have him back next time.
Yeah.
We got to think of a cool topic. So one day we might just interview him and say, what was your scariest market time?
Ooh.
Let's not give him any heads up, though.
Oh, yeah, because it's much more fun to fire questions at him.
Because
he's really bad under pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you for listening. And if you have ideas, shoot them over to us at petsofinancial.com.